Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Oh.
Oh wow, all of our listeners are here.
Oh. Wow, that's not all of them. That's just a fraction of them.
Thank you so much. Oh, that felt good, Dave. Oh,
I'll tell you what, I didn't realise I just cut off the jingle. So I should check that. We're basically using a different software, aren't we?
And we're using a different software, and Dave's on the keys as well. Dave's on the ones and twos.
So we've got some pre-built stuff on the...
And it's weird because we can see each other. We can see each other's faces, which isn't normal.
Yeah. Well, it's also problematic for me because being able to see each other, obviously the narcissist that I am, I'm just looking at my recent haircut.
I had noticed that. I'd noticed that you're clearly just looking at your own face.
I haven't looked at my new haircut yet. It's dramatic.
You've been doing quite a lot of pouting. Your haircut is. I like it though.
I think it's better. Do you know what number it is? What number do you think that is?
That's a one, right? One. Yeah. One or a two,
Max. You're wrong.
0.5.
That is a zero.
Oh, a zero.
He cut it so close, it actually hurt. I can recommend Paul Instinct. That's the name of the salon.
I thought it was his name.
Paul Instinct. Now, that is his name, Paul Instinct. His surname's Instinct.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Born with it. If you ever want to get a haircut and offered some hokey merchandise at the same time, I swear to God, last time I went there, there's about eight of us waiting for haircuts. And he went, gents, shut us all up. Went, does anyone want to buy some ice skates?
And we were like, ice skates?
Complete silence. What? And this, bearing in mind, this is sort of summer. What do you mean? He goes, I've got a couple of boxes of ice skates. And everyone sort of starts looking. Bearing in mind, it's mostly old men.
A couple of boxes of ice skates.
Yeah, I've got a couple of boxes of ice skates. So it's only 15 quid, a pair of ice skates. And everyone starts talking about it. He goes, oh, sorry, I forgot to mention, they're only available in size 8.
We need to find him. Paul Instinct.
What
size are your feet, Ice skates?
3.
Oh, I had a Christmas present idea for you briefly there.
So that means, here's an interesting fact about Helen Monks, you don't pay VAT on your footwear.
Yeah, if I manage to get the children's shoes. They do have some adult shoes in size 3, but I try and avoid those and, get the kiddie ones. Do you want to see my feet? Now you can see
them. Yeah, it's not this sort of show, is it?
Yeah, it's a different show. Wow.
Look how small that is.
That is a tiny foot. Okay, are we doing it, are we?
Oh God, what size are you, Dave? Can we guess? My word. I reckon that's a 9 or a 10.
A 9? Come on, mate.
11.
It's a 14.
It's a 14.
Tom, let's see your feet.
This is such good visual content.
Ooh, nice sock.
12.
Thank you. Fuck off, 12. Give me a 12. I'm 13.
13, is it?
13. Yeah, and I was trying to buy some shoes yesterday and I can't find any in my size. It's annoying.
I tried 14 in it, mate. It's absolute shambles.
So do we know anyone in a size 8? Because we should tell them to go to Paul Instinct and get some...
Well, not Paul Instinct. Go to Tom Price because I bought 3 pairs.
You're going to sell them on,
come
to
me, please. Yeah. If anyone needs any ice skates, get in touch. They're only 30 quid a pair.
Wow. How much did you pay for them? Markup.
Not going to tell you that, mate.
Not good business, is it?
A good tradesman never reveals how much he stole them for. Dave, can you send me the link to those sound effects? Because I need that.
It's really good, isn't
that
it?
In my life. So look, should we address the elephant in the room now? Or should we address the elephant in the room at the end of the episode? How do we approach this elephant?
My feet are just, they're just big. They're not big. Right.
Press the button. That is, without a doubt, the worst heckle I've ever had. In all my years of doing stand-up, I'll never forget that gig when I was trying out a load of new material and there was a guy sitting at the front going, ba-dum-ts,
Oh, what, every joke?
Every joke I made. Ba-dum-ts. And I hope that guy is dead. That's all I can say. You shouldn't wish ill on people, I know that, but I hope he's dead.
Do you know, Tom Price, though, I've got in the habit of groaning, not just at you, but just in general when people make jokes because I don't quite know what to do with myself. And we did an episode of The Leak. Well, we all did because Dave was also there. And Tom, you said a couple of things and I went, hey.
Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, it's an annoying reaction
really
to jokes.
It's really bad, isn't it? Because what you're doing is you're saying...
See what you did there? That's the most annoying reaction to jokes.
Do you know what the worst thing about it was? I'll always take those out of respect to Tom.
So there was nothing left of Helen Monks
in the show. No, but right, I had to leave the first one in because then Tom went. It was right at the start. You did a joke. Monks went, ooh, and you basically went, and our guests, you heard one of them there. You know, there was like a big, there was a whole woven in thing. And I had to leave the bloody thing in. So there you go. But
groaning at a joke that I didn't write. That's the thing.
Yeah. Just I only get when annoyed.
Yeah, I only get annoyed when people groan at things I've actually thought up myself. That's fine.
Yeah,
So the elephant.
Elephant.
Oh, yeah, we're back after 3 weeks off, aren't we? 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off, some weeks sort of off.
We're really bad at finding time to be in the same virtual space as each other because we're now out of our cabins.
We've broken free from the cabins into the wild world of...
We're running through the woods
fever
in our large and tiny feet. So we've decided... collectively on WhatsApp, I know, to...
Don't say it or make it real.
Makes it real. We're going to knock it on the head. We're gonna stop the cabin fever. The fever has passed. The fever has burnt off.
We're cool cucumbers now.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool cucumbers. Yeah, we're going to have to stick a pin in it for the time being, aren't we? So
I think
so.
This will be our...
That makes it less final, doesn't it, Monksy? Could always pull the
pin. I don't know. That's not a great metaphor, because if it's a balloon, you're not going to use that... You know,
I think more of a grenade.
A voodoo doll.
Right.
There's a lot of things you can stick pins into.
An acupuncture client.
What else can you stick a pin into?
A cushion, classically, isn't it?
Well, it's worth saying in terms of getting in touch. Our Twitter account, that will remain active at all times.
That's where the expression comes from, stick a pin in it, because you've not finished the sewing work, so you pause by keeping the thread there.
Okay.
Is that where it comes from?
You know where when you say we'll park that? You know, you said we'll park that idea for now. Do you know where that comes from?
Is it come from when the big forest with trees in it?
Yes. No, it comes from when you park a car.
You can now see me rolling my eyes at you. This is the bad thing about...
You can also see how happy these jokes make me.
Oh, God. Back onto the sound effects, by the way. There's only 5 built-in ones. We've had them all now. Clapping, cheering, drum joke, drum... Oh, no, we haven't had this. So we've got some news about cabin fever.
Let's do that when we announce the adverts. Announce adverts. Yeah. We'll do that for the adverts.
Oh, we've also got this as well. Oh, no, we had that already, didn't we?
We did that at the beginning.
This is the thing, isn't it? Look at the production values we're bringing to the show as it goes down. That is really brilliant, guys.
There's also
some
built-in ones called things like Transition 2 and Transition 5.
Ooh, what's that? Give that a play.
Do you want to hear a transition?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Next up. Next week on Cabin Fever. Nothing.
Ooh, I like that
in a world.
One.
Yeah, that is in a world, isn't it?
That's good, that, wasn't it?
That's great. Good transition.
Helen, last time I spoke to you, you were going for a really big audition. Can you talk about it or not?
Yeah, I didn't get it. Wow, do you know what's really annoying? Is I don't actually know that I haven't got it. I just know that the filming dates have started.
Oh, I hate that.
I've just seen it on telly.
And we shouldn't give anything away in terms of, you know, the company that you're auditioning for. We shouldn't do that. Mm. But when you didn't get it, did they say, hey, I'm really sorry to say, you've not got it?
I don't know if that makes it clear who it is.
It really doesn't, because I don't know what this is.
Those that get it will understand.
I'm sorry.
What about, sorry. Do you know what that is?
I don't get that one. No. I don't get it. If it's not from Contact, I don't really get cultural references.
Also, actually, that's the wrong company that...
It's really hard, though, isn't it, as an actor, when you don't get... Mm. I was up for a big voiceover for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I just found out 2 days ago that I didn't get it. And even though I've been doing this job for 20 years, it's still like, every time you're like, your agent tells you, and I'm still like, you fucking what?
Yeah.
I'm so cross.
Is it like an ego thing or is it a money thing? Because presumably there's a lot of money attached to it. You're just like, that would sort me out for a year or whatever, you know?
Yeah. This voiceover was a good, I'd say, it sort me out for a quarter. It was a solid quarter of the next financial year. So, I know, right. And I was down to the last two, properly down to the last two. And we all have those stories.
Who'd you lose it fine. To?
But also, it is awful when you've... so this was, I think I did 5 recalls for this.
Oh, God, Helen, this is...
I know, but well, you had it with your voiceover thing. And the thing is, they were really nice, but it is quite a lot of time, isn't it? That you
you should get paid for those recalls. Do you get paid for those recalls?
No.
You should do. That's a lot of work that goes into that. 5 recalls. That's.
I might have exaggerated. Maybe it was 4.
That's more than none, isn't it?
It's more than you had to get this job. You got this off the back of...
You guys just handed this out on a plate.
You got this off the back of being a sentient being.
To be fair, Monks auditioned every Monday for 3 months before we gave her the permanent gig.
And then she closed the show down.
Yeah.
Maybe I do really well when I don't know it's an audition. Maybe that's the trick.
Yes. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
The big truth.
So there we are. We've addressed the elephant in the room. We've killed the elephant in the room. Now, what's the plan? So we'll go to ads in a minute, and then we'll go through the WhatsApp agenda for the final time, right?
Yeah,
the final countdown.
And we'll play mournful music underneath it as we...
Well, I've only got the music as provided by the new recording platform, Riverside FM. So was this mournful enough?
Powered by Riverside FM.
Oh, yeah, great, let's do that. Yeah, yeah, that's really
after
good.
Every agenda.
Riverside FM Tune 6 is coming up here.
Hey, yeah.
What about that?
It's not very mournful, though, is it?
Wow.
No, but maybe we should end with an uplifting bang. Also, I don't know about you guys, I feel like our final WhatsApp agenda is pretty poor.
Yeah, we've panicked out of it, haven't we? We've panicked out of loads of stuff.
An indication that I think you should go out on a low. Leave the audience glad that's quite enough. Thanks very much. And we've done pretty much over a full calendar year. You can add, there's enough episodes out there to go back and start again and you'd have forgotten them. And revisit and go back in time.
Like you guys continued to forget what you'd
constantly.
Said.
No idea. What I do like is that they will, you know, we need to keep those audio files, guys, because they're going to be like a nice audio diary of a very weird...
Yeah, it's a time capsule, isn't it?
Time, yeah, it is.
An audio time capsule. So you did one every day, did we, for about 6 months? Is that right?
Every weekday we were doing them for several months.
And then every week for another year and a half. So you could probably start listening. If you wanted one a week, just start again.
Yeah.
And they'd be here for bloody years. It'd be about 3 years where you get to go back and start again.
I wonder if you've done more or less episodes than Friends.
I'd say more.
Should we work it out, actually? I can probably give us an
accurate answer to that question.
Just a rough answer, you know?
Helen's just stood up and walked off. By the way, we should point out while Dave looks into that, Helen, take us through your technicals for today. Obviously, this is the last episode of a classic podcast. You know, people will be crying in the streets about the end of this. Mm-hmm. And you've given that the respect it deserves by bringing your... Is that your best microphone that you've got there?
So, I have a really good microphone, a Zoom mic. Not related to the video conferencing company. And it plugs into my laptop. And I took it with me to Birmingham, where I was this week, in order to record The Leak, hosted by Tom Price. Then today, we were due to record this, Bored or Tired. And I looked around and realised that I've left my suitcase in Birmingham, which has my microphone in it.
Do you mean like in the city centre somewhere in Birmingham? Because that will cause things to be locked down and a security issue. What do you mean?
I was on a tube and there was a suitcase. It was like right in the height of See It, Say It, Sorted. And there was this suitcase and I was like, hello, is this anybody's suitcase? And I think the person must have had their headphones in. So at the next station, I picked the suitcase up and I got off the train with the suitcase. And the person who was sat down was like, excuse me, that's my suitcase. We both ended up getting off the train.
That is full of a very carefully made bomb. Can you not?
But no, my suitcase is at Birmingham Midlands Arts Centre Luke Grant's dressing room. So
hang on, is this you just leaving suitcases of all your belongings sort of willy-nilly around the country?
And that's
but that's in the dressing room of a theatre. It's not like just at your parents' house or something, is it?
No. I really do tend to do that. It is a bad habit of mine, is I get on a train with a suitcase and I get off a train without a suitcase. I did it once when I came to do The Leak hosted by Tom Price in Wales. I got off the train and left my bag.
And just left your bag there. Yeah, you know what you should do before you go? Before you're getting off a train or a plane or whatever, right? Just before, look around and just think to yourself, where's my bag? Just do that and it'll really solve that problem.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. That'll really help.
Yeah, of course, you can really see the sarcastic look on her face now. It's really helpful. She just went... but anyway, it's fine because you haven't got the proper mic like me and Dave with our condenser Rode microphones worth, you know, north of £100 each. You've got the microphone on a wire that comes free with an iPhone.
Yeah. Well, it's not even one of those. It's actually from Pound Stretcher.
Wow. That's, but I mean, that's how much respect you treat your audience with.
This is how I started when you guys had your high quality microphones and I had my Pound Stretcher headphones. And I feel like we've just come full circle.
We've gone full circle. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Honestly, I can't work out how many episodes we've done. There's so many. So by my math, someone keep count. I think there was 32 in the first run.
Well, I've got a calculator. 32.
I was doing my head here. Yeah, go on. 32.
Then 19.
19
when we started in the first weekly episodes. That's 49, yeah. Isn't it? Everyone left 51.
51, thanks for coming.
Live then,
But then I've missed out some other ones. Oh, okay,
should we just add five contingency? Mm.
Should we go to ads and then come back with the answer?
Then about 20 more when we went daily. And now, since we went weekly again, this is we've done about episode, done about 50 more.
What?
How many is that in total?
So have you done 100. The mental maths, Tom?
Yeah, that is 128.
Oh, I got 121.
That's not
we made
friends.
It up. Good guess, though.
Okay, Ezra, ready for some...
How many episodes of Friends have there been?
Adverts!
Oh, I misunderstood. I misunderstood the drum roll.
Should we do the final WhatsApp agenda, then?
Agenda.
Yeah, WhatsApp agenda. Helen, are you on the ones and twos for the WhatsApp agenda?
I'm on it. So
bathroom, absolutely classic Monks bathroom.
Oh, love it. I mean, that's in many ways where this all started with mold chat many months ago. Give us a mold update for the final time, Helen.
I have a really big update as of yesterday. So we've had 5 weeks without a working shower, bath or sink basin because our bathroom has been doing up. As of yesterday, we have a mold-free, highly functioning bathroom. They've built in a fake wall. A fake ceiling so that there's a big gap between the mouldy wall. I mean, I guess the mould is still there behind the fake wall. But it's not going to seep through. And then they've tiled the entire room. So
what?
No more mould.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Is that going to take away the essence of Monks? You know, for me, Monks see as a mouldy person. And now without the mould, what are you? You're just a person.
I bet I can bring the mould back. I'll see this as my challenge.
Okay, I'll let you know. Showers. Close those windows. Congratulations on your new, slightly shonky sounding bathroom. I've got to be honest. They just put a new roof over it. That'll be fine. It'll be fine for a while. So good luck with that.
I am a bit concerned that my landlord might listen to this, and that might be why she's given me a new bathroom. So all I have to say is the bathroom is lovely, and I'm very grateful.
Why are you concerned? If that has happened, then that is the most anyone's got out of this podcast at all.
That's true. I guess I'm just concerned because it means she knows how much I've been slagging off the mould in the bathroom. But
I see.
But you're right. It's worked out well.
Okay, good. Mould, good news there. What else have we got, please,
actually,
on the agenda?
Because I've got an agenda point later, which is toilets. So it feels like it's on the same bathroom theme. But I'm disappointed because I had a toilet visit booked in for this morning between 8 and 12.
You had a toilet visit? Is that how you do it?
I'm going to have a poo between
11 and 12.
I understand the confusion there. Someone coming to look at my toilet because it turns out the toilet... apparently behind the tiles has come away from the wall.
Ooh.
And there was like the silicon seal was like breaking and they were like, we think the toilet's having a bit of a nightmare behind that. Anyway, I thought they were going to come join this. We could have done it live, but of course, between 8 and 12. So I cleared the morning, arranged no meetings this morning, didn't go out. Came at 8:04. Absolute shambles. I was like, I'll get a lie until they arrive. 8:04, done by like 8:15. And I was like, well, there you go. Just wait for cabin fever now.
Well, congratulations on the quick fix, though. That's lovely news.
Haven't fixed it. That's the reason they left so quickly, mate. They've got to order some new tiles. They're basically, due to the
way...
So
they woke you up, did fuck all and left.
Yeah, literally that. Very politely, I would say. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what happened. Because apparently they have to order some new... a complete new set of tiles in case they just have to smash the bathroom up. It doesn't feel like a well-designed bathroom, that, to me.
Wow. No, that seems silly.
But is your house a new build, so is it all under guarantee and stuff?
Well, I mean, if you're interested in new build guarantees, I've got some good stuff for you.
Oh, come to the,
you've come to the right
guarantee.
Chat.
The reason that I've got so many house repairs being done at the moment is because my guarantee ended on Halloween. So I got a two-year guarantee.
Spooky.
And so literally 2 days before the guarantee ended, I just wrote a list in an email so long. Most of the stuff I'm not even sure was needed fixing, but I was like, well, might as well get them to come and look at it and just check before the guarantee ends. So I've just got a barrage of people coming to look at a door, a tap. I've got the toilet. I got the extractor fans fixed last week. My front door doesn't slam anymore, guys.
Oh,
I thought it was a slammer. It wasn't a slammer. It was just badly
set. Annoying
if
someone wants to leave in a tantrum.
I know. Well, I can, if I do want to leave in a tantrum, he showed me where to unscrew the top and get the Allen key to make it slam more. So given sort of 5 or 10 minutes prep, I can slam in rage.
That's it. I'm leaving you.
In 10 minutes. You can just pause.
Sketch my man draw, have a look.
So
at
yeah, so my
you wearing the Allen keys.
My guarantee. Oh God, that's exciting. You really remind me of loads of stuff. I bought an Allen key set.
Oh, that's great.
30 Allen keys, guys.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That I've never seen so many Allen keys in my
life.
Do
you know what
life.
You can do with them all, or are you going to discover that as you go through?
Yeah, I needed one for my new bike, which finally arrived.
Which is also on the agenda. Is that a good segue into bike?
Well,
track?
Come on, let's go into... It's nearly a segue. It's pretty much a segue. Because it's an electronical bike, isn't it?
Oh, no, is it?
God, it's so good. Yes,
have you talked about this before? Or have I just forgotten?
Talked about ordering it. Yeah, Tom and I talked about it for ages.
I'm quite tempted, although it did cost you thousands of pounds, so I'm less tempted by that element.
Yeah. But it's great. I'm going to use it
really
today to actually like commute and see what happens.
I have a friend who has one, and she says it's like somebody's got their hand on your back and just giving you a gentle push uphill.
Daddy's teaching me to ride a bike again.
With a bit of tweaking, it goes up to 35 kilometres an hour.
Do you know how to do that? Because you can crack it, can't you?
I've absolutely done it.
Is it that easy to do then? You can just,
yeah, there's just an app for
kit.
It. There's basically, so it's basically, you can just sort of tweak around.
That sounds a little bit dangerous.
Well, no, it's because the EU rules. They can't sell it in the EU if it goes over, I think, 25 or something.
Damn it,
but Japanese rules are different. So basically, they make the bike so everyone can do it in their own local areas, and then they restrict as and when. But then somebody else, some man with a phone, just made an app that basically unlocks it all. And the company are like, oh, you know, we don't officially endorse this app, but you should have a little look at it, you know?
Wow. Yeah. And what's the range on it like?
I think 80 miles or something like that. I've had a fair few spins around and it's still on 72%, so I think we're fine.
Battery-wise. Oh, goodness me.
Wow. And all the batteries built into the frame?
It's built into the frame, mate. It's absolutely
And is it light?
It's not light. It's about 20 kilograms.
It's electric. It's electric.
It's like, it feels like a heavy old bike, but it's electric, so if you don't, that really doesn't matter, you know?
You know what you're going to be able to do? You're going to be able to go to things like Highgate or up the Archway Hill.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to
do
that.
The best thing is the hills. I now deliberately go up hills when I want it, just to watch people go, how's he doing that? That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I can't wait today. What I've not done today is go down the like commuter cycle lanes, stopping at you're stopping at red lights with like Lycra wankers.
Yeah.
And they speed off and you're like...
You can keep up with them.
Today, I'm just going to be like...
But
I'm just going to glide past them. I'm so excited.
That's so... I'm quite jealous. Well, I think I'm going to have to... Yeah, I'm going to have a look at this. It's interesting that we haven't made any money from this podcast and you've got an electric bike. That's weird, isn't it? Dave's in charge of the finances.
Money laundering, I reckon.
Okay, good. Bike, very good. What else have we got,
bike
please?
Is done. Car park. I got trapped in a car park. Also on my Birmingham trip, actually.
Did you?
I went to the pub.
Did you leave your suitcase there?
I had a Coca-Cola. I then walked back... And the car park where my car was in had been locked up.
For the night?
For the night. I really needed to get out because I needed the car in the morning. So I managed. It was so intuitive. Initiative? What's the word?
Initiative, we'll go with that.
I found a hill of grass and I managed to 4x4 myself over the hill. Out onto some pavement. I was very careful not to hit any pedestrians.
Wow, you busted out of a car park.
Yeah, and then I went back the next day to admire my tyre marks. And I felt a bit like, you know that thing where murderers go back to the scene of a crime and that's how they get caught? And I was like, why would you ever do that? That's so dumb. And then I did that. And it's
why did you
just
go back, to do
I
what?
I wanted to admire my tyre marks.
Oh, right, fine. So, yeah, you went back to admire the crime. I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, very
I see. I've got,
I felt so badass.
You're talking about going over like a grassy knoll. I've got an image of you sort of careering off the roof of an NCP. That's what I'm going to go with.
It was effectively like that. It was pretty hardcore.
I'm more interested in the security of this car park if you can just drive around the barrier, basically. You see like one of those gates in the middle and there's no fence, it's just a gate, and you know, I'll just walk around the gate.
No, but it wasn't like that. I had to really like find a path. It was quite difficult. It wasn't like there's a gate and then there's a mound next to the gate. The mound was like round another moundy round side.
Moundy round, right.
Moundy round.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh, well done. I'm proud of you, mate.
Congratulations, Helen Monks. Great news. Great news. I once got stuck going into a car park in Watford for a gig. I was doing Watford Jonglers, and it was a tiny car park, but it was like an NCP scenario, and there were, I reckon, about 15 cars behind me. And you know, sometimes you go into those little car parks and the cars get funneled onto those tiny little tracks and there's bricks either side and it's very, very narrow. Various people were beeping at me as I went in. I just sort of ignored them and waved, just thought, miserable, you know, obviously people are very, very angry in Watford, maybe that's what it is. And as I went in, I got to the barrier lifted, and I realised, as the roof box on top of my car hit the barrier that had gone up, that my car with the roof box on was way too high to go into the car park. Yeah, so I had to reverse out, and I had to get 15 cars to reverse out, which had all been beeping at me very slowly.
I bet they were all the people coming to the gig.
Yeah, it was a tough gig that night. That explains why.
A lot of the Badumtush gig, was it?
Yeah,
that was the cars all hitting each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. Pyramid.
Oh, I discovered the best thing I've ever seen, and I bought it immediately. I'm going to get a picture of it up for you.
Oh yeah.
Because I just think you should all have these in your life.
I've seen those before.
Say again?
Is it the Egyptian pyramids? Because I've seen those before, if that's what it is.
No, look, I'm going to forward it to you on the Boring Film Club WhatsApp.
Dave, you're really good at making me spend money, you know. You should work in advertising.
Mm. Look at this pyramid and describe it, would you?
Okay.
Oh, my God. So we're looking at lovely TV in the background with Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban just starting. Yeah. And then there's a dog on your left sleeping on your lap, which is pure bliss. And then on the coffee table is a pyramid of Ferrero Rocher.
Seven-tier pyramid, mate. Seven tiers.
Wow.
Do you feel like a queen when you eat them? That's so
you feel like an ambassador with all those Ferrero Rocher.
Isn't that the greatest thing you've ever seen? Why would you ever eat Ferrero Rocher out of a plastic tub anymore? That's my question to you.
It's a great question. I would say it costs a lot more than getting the plastic tub.
Well, I can't remember. It cost me £20 that, but there's 60 Ferrero Rocher on it, so that feels like
60.
Plus you get the pyramid structure, you know. So I feel like it's a good investment.
And then you kept the pyramid structure afterwards to use as storage.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh, I'm only halfway through, but then I'm gonna not a storage.
Meatballs.
I'm gonna just keep topping it up.
Keep
topping it up with Ferrero Rocher.
I got my drinks fridge,
which is just constantly full of Diet Coke, and there's like a 30-case Diet Coke next to it that I just keep refilling, and now I'm going to do the same with Ferrero Rocher, and just my house will always be now like, oh, there's Diet Coke and Ferrero Rocher.
Wow.
Who wouldn't want to come round? That's my question. Guys, do you want to come round, please?
Guys,
come round. I'm so lonely.
Okay, next we have bike. We already did that.
Done. I think
haircut.
We've done it, lads. I think
we've
that was
done
it.
That. Done haircut. Done that.
Microphone disaster.
Oh, speed
suitcase.
Awareness course. You both written speed awareness course. It's a double WhatsApp agenda. It's the first time this has ever happened. You've both written the same thing in a week.
What a story to end on. I got done for speeding, doing 54 in a 50 on a motorway in July. I know, man. So I got asked to do speed. I got told I could do points or a speed awareness course. Obviously, I took the speed awareness course. I also did a virtual option. Did you know this? They're now doing speed awareness courses as Zooms, so you don't have to go and sit in a room.
Is it also the sort of Zoom where you can just log in and then turn it off?
Well, so that's what I was planning on, because it was at 9 o'clock and I was on magic that morning. And I forgot to tell my bosses. So...
You've got to tell them. As if having pre-warned them is a normal thing to do at radio. By the way, I'm just going to be doing a speed awareness course while I did the last hour of the show.
Just so you know, I will need to do a speed awareness course from 9 till 10. So I sat there with the laptop and I logged in with the big magic logo behind and spoke to this guy who said, right, you need to keep your microphone on the whole time. And I was like, what? Sorry? You need to keep your microphone on and you need to keep your camera on the whole time. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I was just stuck in this sort of weird... position
where
I was.
What did you do? Did you do magic on the speed awareness course?
We played a lot of songs that hour. Loads of people texting in saying it was the best my show had ever been. So then I took myself off, after the show had finished, I took myself off to a tiny room, and a series of people, the word got round to the office that I was doing a speed awareness course and that I couldn't be interrupted. So a series of people, DJs, producers, other presenters, all came past and came in and danced for me just off camera, whilst including Nick Snaith, who's on from 10 till 1, who got his bum out while I was doing a speed awareness course.
Oh my goodness.
And it was a motorway speed awareness course. And this is now my fourth speed awareness course.
How aware of speed would you say you are, Tom?
Very conscious of it now. Conscious of it. The people doing it were hilarious. There was one guy. Everyone seems to be very posh. I don't know if it was like a posh only speed awareness course. There was one guy who was so angry to be there, he refused to look at the camera, so he did this the whole time.
So Tom is on profile, he's looking to the side.
And then, right, this is what gets worse. So he was this horrible kind of, oh God, you can know you could just smell Brexity Tory on someone. Just, he was vile. Just doing this whole time, just having a proper route around. Just picking his nose. It was disgusting.
That's the problem when you're not looking at yourself on camera. Sometimes you forget that you're on camera and then you...
Do inappropriate things. And he broke wind. Twice he broke wind. Loudly.
This is the problem with not letting people on mute. You've got to let people mute themselves for farts and burps. And
twice I wanted to say, right, who was that? And radio links. And podcasts.
So hang on, did you actually do any links in that hour?
Well, the 9 till 10 hour is a very music heavy hour, so I very quickly put the mic off on the thing and just leant forward and went, alright then, still to come between now and 10 o'clock when Nick Snaith will be here, we're playing loads of great songs, stand by. And then went back.
But could they not see you on the speed awareness course?
Yeah, but I sort of hoped they hadn't noticed.
That's absolutely... Can you imagine if you're one of the other people and you're like, isn't that Tom Price from Magic FM live presenting his Magic FM show?
Do you think there was a chance that the snooty guy that was looking away was sort of thinking, if this guy can present a national radio show, why am I leaving my bloody... I'm not having anything to do with this. Like, I would just think he'd be a bit livid at the fact that he's...
Yeah, one for them, another for me.
Also, a big part of the speed awareness course was at the beginning when they said, you're not allowed to talk about it, you can't tweet about it, you can't do anything about it. And I was like, yeah, I'll make sure. And they said, you can't put it on any form of media. And I was like, it's fine, cabin fever's fine. We're safe on here.
Yeah, anything with an audience, they can't put it on.
That's exactly. This is more of a
phone call. Good to know, because I got a letter through saying someone driving my vehicle had been doing 56 on a 50-mile road. It's not me, it's Matt Woodhead, but he has to go on a speed awareness course. So,
tell him to do the virtual one. Tell him to do the virtual
one. Yeah, and good to know.
From
you
a radio studio, ideally.
Yeah. I can book Studio 2-1 now if you want. Just tell him to let me know.
I wish I'd known you were doing that. I'd have loved to come and distract you.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. There was a lot. And also, I'm very easily distracted. But you can't, because you've got to look at the camera the whole time. So I was sort of just doing this, just flicking my eyes across to see what's going on. There you go.
I think that's everything on the WhatsApp agenda.
Right. That's it, guys.
Here's the Riverside FM Tune 3 that I haven't played yet, which I can only assume is a nice, melancholic, mournful ending to the show. So putting a pin in Cabin Fever for the time being. Thanks for listening, by the way. We do genuinely
We've loved doing
it. You're all wonderful, and we have loved doing it.
Elements of it.
But also, people can listen to My Mate Bought a Toaster, Friends with Friends, and Bitchin', and we'll all still be doing that. Are we all still doing those podcasts?
Yeah, probably.
Yes, definitely. And when the next lockdown comes, when there's the next pandemic in a couple of years, we'll start up again. We'll be back.
Lockdown 4 is coming at Christmas, apparently.
End of the world.
I love this. It's going to be a 2-week pause and then we're going to be back. Oh, that's awkward, guys. Sorry.
Okay, so without having not heard this at all, perfectly picked melancholy music to go on Riverside FM Tune 3.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Cabin fever.
Cabin fever.
Oh, I thought you could play it over. That's a shame.
Cabin fever is over for now. Don't forget Bitchin'. Don't forget Friends with Friends. My Mate Bought a Toaster.
That is honestly one of the worst endings to any series that's ever happened.
Oh, no. Flag off. It's not as bad as Joey.
We should actually end on the jingle for one last sing-along, shouldn't we?
Go on, then.
Go on.
Then
we're off.
Cabin FE87.
Three people singing along with different internet delays to a sound audio based mess is the best way to sign off.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Twit to woo. See you later.